Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
So it is officially fall. School season is back in action. The fresh school supplies are back in. You know, you get your fall season, new school year season clothes, like your wardrobes. I saw this TikTok where it's like you go shopping for all of your fall and winter clothes for school, but it's like still hot outside. So you're just wearing like your Abercrombie long like fleece sweater to like look cool because you have this new wardrobe, but it's like still hot.
Got it.
But you're like sweating for fashion and to like stunt on everyone, you know?
I used to do a lot of that.
Yeah.
I remember I got this new pair of boots from PacSun.
Wow.
In, what was it, 9th grade, 10th grade or yeah. something? And I had never worn boots in my life.
That was your first time wearing boots?
That was my first time wearing boots. I wore them to school and I just felt so like out of place because I was like, this isn't me. I'm pretty sure they're still in my closet. I haven't worn them since then. But
can I ask why you thought that was like your time to shine with the new boots?
No, you just said like change is good. Like trying new things. Like fall time is here, you know. So I just want to try something a little new. That's all.
But you didn't want to like try it on before you bought them?
No, I think I did. And I was like, yeah, I don't really like this. But you know, maybe like, you know, my friends at school will say otherwise.
Right.
Anyways, what are you doing?
So, so fall is like the feeling of freshness. Changes in the air, school supplies, just change, right? And in this episode, we wanted to talk about the feelings of change and how it can impact your life. Because a lot of us are scared of change, right? Like we like routine in our life, we like stability in our life. And when something disrupts that, when we change careers or change majors or move to a different location or whatever the case is, whether small or big, sometimes we're kind of wary of making that step because we just want to stick to our common grounds, our roots. And even if that change brings some sort of happiness or growth, sometimes we're scared of taking that. So in this episode, in the feeling of fall, in the season of fall, we wanted to talk about some of the feelings we've had before making a big change in our life. Mm-hmm. And then after making that change, whether it is changing jobs, moving out, this and that, how has that impacted us and how have our feelings changed or even stayed the same, right? And I feel like this is a good end to the season because this is the last episode of Difficultitious season. This is what, season 3, right?
This is season 3.
3 years of doing this.
Season 1 of video, season 3 of totality. And we will be back soon.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that long. It'll be a few weeks or something.
Yeah.
Just got some business to take care of. That's all.
But I feel like this is a good ending to the season because it's like, you know, we're already in fall. This is like the fullest stop.
Oh.
You know the Bangali word, fullest stop.
Yeah, there you go.
To the season. It's just like a good ending point, you know?
That's true.
A pause point.
That's true.
But anyway, welcome back to Difficultish, or welcome if you're new here. This is a podcast about different South Asian narratives. This is my amazing co-host.
My name is Mishra.
And I am Mahua Khan, if you guys don't know. And we are Difficultish.
Difficultish. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, rate the pod, review the pod, do all the fun things. All the fun things.
They're By so this fun. Point, we've just hit 10,000 followers.
Yeah, 10 bands.
Thanks on Instagram. 10
bands. Woohoo! 10 bandaroons.
Yeah, we've been working so hard trying to grow our platforms, obviously on top of just like the podcast in general.
Yeah, it's tough out here.
That's a whole different like avenue. So thank you so much for showing us your love and giving us your feedback and like questions every single week to be featured in the episodes. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah, Hope y'all liked last week's episode with Shafi. Y'all, listen, I go into that. Mm-hmm. It's one of my personal favorites. It was, you know, it was very, very funny, you know, very wise, very intellectual.
Yeah.
Had a great time with him. I'm a big comedian myself, you know. So, you know, like, had a jolly old time with
a little Bangladeshi chemical engineer and comedian. You know how it is?
Yeah.
But anyway, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm, you know, just out here. Start a new job. By the time this comes out, I'm starting my new job. Working a job, and it's a tech job, and it's gonna be a good time. You know, the interview process,
I'm very proud of him.
The interview process was tumultuous. It was so many rounds,
so many.
But
maybe one day you can do an episode on just like the finding a job during this horrible season.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, the layers of interviews.
Y'all want a job related episode? Maybe later.
Yeah, maybe when he gets over the trauma of finding one.
It's all still fresh. Yeah, job, almost done with this book, you know, tying loose ends, almost done with it, wrapping it up. It's coming soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, that's kind of it.
Like, good change?
Yeah, good stuff. Good changes. You know, a lot of big changes happened in the last month.
Yeah.
Not changes, not just even events. Just,
like, the last week.
You know, checkpoints.
Last week, honestly.
Benchmarks, yeah.
Yeah.
But what about you?
Yeah, good change too. This is actually gonna be your last time seeing this backdrop because I am moving out after 3 years of living here.
What do you mean by that?
In Queens.
What does that mean? Like,
yeah, like if you guys don't know, I'm moving out.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, yeah, you can watch my YouTube vlogs and just like the whole situation, but I've been living in this Queens, New York City apartment for the past 3 years of my life. This is my first ever apartment that I moved out to. So I just did like a lot of growing up here in my early 20s. I moved out when I was 23, got my master's here, ended my master's here, grew my business here, this and that. So many things. Like even the podcast video session started here. And now I am moving on to a different chapter, still in New York City. So you will see a backdrop difference in the next season.
Okay.
Hope that's okay with you guys.
You're probably going to be the same sofa. So not much of a difference, honestly. Yeah. Y'all won't tell.
Yeah, but it's very exciting because I feel like when, you know, this is kind of what sparked this episode idea. I am making this huge change of moving to a different location, and it's something that I didn't really want to do just because I'm so comfortable here. But sometimes that is a motive enough for you to get out of your comfort zone and take that risk and perhaps grow from it, you know? So It's the season of change, you
it's
know?
Good change. It's that time of year. Yeah, I mean, what's up? Like, where do you want to start? What's going on? What's
I mean, where can we start, right? Yeah. I feel like the first thing that we can start with is, like, how do we feel, or how did we feel before some major changes in our life? Before we even maybe even knew that we wanted to make a change, like, what are some common feelings we get when we're going through this, like, shift in our life? Or maybe it's like a push to take the shift in our life, you know?
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. You like that one?
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
We can start. I mean, what's some of the, I don't know, I haven't had any changes recently.
That's not the truth at all. You've had the most change.
I mean, I moved to New York.
Yeah, you did.
And how did I feel before that?
I can tell you how you felt.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to?
No, go ahead. Start me off.
Okay. Well, I remember you just, you didn't want to do it.
Oh.
Even like your dream has always been to do it, but when the time actually came for you to take that step, you kept making excuses on why you shouldn't do it.
That's how it goes.
Like you had all these mental roadblocks and physical roadblocks that you would keep bringing up instead of the good changes that would come out of this, right?
How
like you would be like, oh, I don't have a job there yet, or it'd be too expensive, or my family's over here, who's gonna take care of them, right? And I just remember your uncertainty with wanting to move here, even though that's been a goal for you for years, like since you were alive, you know?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I think I was just scared, you know, I was just fearful. But you know, like fear is a cloud, you know. Fear can, you know, fear can be so many things. It can be fear can serve as, you know, shade for you, you know, taking care of you. Fear can serve as, you know, fear can hide the sun from you, you know. It can be good, it can be bad, it could just it just hovers over you when you're trying to, you know, like change something up or like pivot in life. And I think that's just how I was feeling, you know, like the fear isn't always bad, you know, sometimes it protects you, sometimes it, you know, it just makes you wary of your situation.
It's a good simile.
And I was just being extra weary, extra, you know, psychoanalyzing just the situation, trying to understand like what were all of the pros and all of the cons. And yeah, you know, I've always had this dream, and people always have like that gut feeling, or like have like, you know, they feel like their soul is calling them to somewhere, and that always is going to trump over everything. But you know, you can't always get rid of like the fear and the anxiety of,
yeah,
you know, something major like that. But I think over time I started realizing that a lot of the excuses that I was servicing to myself were, a lot of them were made up, and a lot of them were arbitrary, and a lot of them just did not,
they were like hypotheticals.
Yeah, yeah, they were like things that could happen, but it's like, you know, we can't not do something because of what could possibly go wrong. You know, I guess case by case, whatever it is. But I just realized that there's a bright light at the end of the tunnel, that the only way to come to it is to, you know, go through it. And so I just came to that conclusion, and I completely like empathize with people that do let like that fear and anxiety take over them when it comes time to like, you know, leave your job and be unemployed for like 6 months to like, you know, find yourself, or,
yeah,
you know, go travel for a little bit, because, you know, because that's what you want to do. A lot of time the stuff doesn't even have to have any super deep meaning to it. It can just be as simple as like, this is what you want to do right now, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, I always believe that like ideas have like lifespans and like timelines, and when an idea comes to you, whether it's like to create something or to go somewhere or to try something new, it's like that came to you for a reason, and that idea is gonna die out and it's gonna move to someone else, and it came to you for a reason. So yeah, it's your,
don't let it burn out.
It's your duty to enact on it.
Yeah,
doesn't mean always enact to the fullest, you know, don't absolutely get rid of your entire life to pursue something that you want to do, but you know, whenever there is something that's calling you, you have to give it attention,
yeah,
in some sort of way. So I think that's what I that's the conclusion I came to.
I have a question for you.
Hmm.
Before I get into some more of the feelings we had before that big move, or like that big transition, both me and you, my question is, yeah, you had feelings of anxiety and fear and like guilt for moving to a different state and starting your life the way that you want to, and you had all these feelings, but like, what do you think is the final like push that made you actually come? Do you think it was just like a moment of clarity? You woke up one day and you're like, I just got to do this, or I'm going to forever be like regretful. Do you think it was because you talked to a certain person? Do you think, like what do you think it is?
Yeah, I think it was like a combination of a lot of things, but I think, I would say it came down to like, not necessarily a moment of clarity, but just oh, it doesn't hurt to try. Like no one will be hurt if you just try something. And I think I've always personally been the person, been the type of person to
personally
like
been the person,
yeah, to go all in on something.
Yeah,
I think that's who I am to the core, but because of, you know, duties, responsibilities, you can't completely be that type of person all the time.
Yeah,
so I just always tell myself like, nothing, like nobody gets hurt, nobody feels some sort of way if you just try. You know, the first time that like I had some actual distance from my mom was like when I went to Colombia for like a week, and you know, conversation kind of was like, oh, like, you know, mom, I want to go for a week, and she's like, what, a week? And I was like, it's not that bad, like it's a week. And then like she was like scared for me, and then I went, and then I came back, and like it was just a week, like she was fine, nothing happened. And meanwhile, I had one of the best experiences in my life,
right?
So it's like I was letting the fear of like leaving my mom alone for a week consume me, when like I came back and like she was the same person, nothing has changed, where I have changed so much just from that week. So I think it was like a moment of, or like a short time period of understanding that like, let me just try it out,
yeah,
let me just do it for a little bit. So I think when I first came out here, I came out here for a month to see how I felt. And that month was an amazing month, you know, personally, emotionally, whatever it is. So I took that and I was like, okay, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. Whereas I could have done it for that month and be like, that's probably not it. And mm-hmm. I would have learned from that. And, you know, so I think it's like, do a test if you can, like small you doses. Know, do a test run of yeah. something, you know, like do a trial run of something. I understand that's not completely viable all the time, like depending on like what it is that you're trying to do. But a lot of time, it like if you give yourself a little taste, it'll make like the picture like a lot clearer.
I like that.
So yeah,
I like that. It's yeah. like try small. Like if you are fearful of this big change, or if you don't know if your family or your community around you is gonna adjust, try doing it in like smaller ways to build yourself up to that, to see how they take it, how you like it, and then, you know, go full-fledged when yeah. the time is right. Yeah. It's a good one, buddy.
Thanks. How about you?
Yeah, on top of just like what you talked about, the anxiety, the fear of doing this, I think before even realizing that you need to make a change in the whatever aspect of life, I think you just have this feeling of like burnout and stagnance, right? I also didn't know if stagnance was a word or if it was stagnancy.
Stagnancy.
Stagnancy. Is it stagnancy?
Yeah. Stagnant and stagnancy.
Good one, poet.
There you go.
All right, so stagnancy. I feel like when you feel like you're living the same day over and over again, and that's not something that you want to do. Obviously, some people like that routine. I personally also like routine, and I like knowing what I'm waking up to that day. But I also like some sort of excitement in my life. Like if something that I'm doing is boring me, I'm gonna try different ways to experiment or do it differently, you know. So if you feel like you're waking up every single day and you're not like excited about life anymore, and you just feel like you don't feel like you even getting out of bed, you have this feeling of burnout where you're just like drained, you're creatively like out of it, you're kind of a robot, you're just operating in this way where you're not really interacting with people properly, you're just in your own head, and you don't want to do it this way, right? Some may even say that's like depression or like just when anxiety manifests inside of you. I just feel like when you have those feelings where you just feel like things aren't going to get better and you're stuck in this situation forever, that's when you should probably make a change, right? Mm-hmm. So like, for example, about 3 years ago now, actually, when I first moved out, this was such a big decision for me, right? It's still probably one of the biggest decisions that I've made. It was not at all normal in my neighborhood, in my community, in my family, and because I didn't see people like me doing it around me, I just thought that, okay, no one really does it, so why would I even think to do it? And the months leading up to me actually moving out, finding a place, signing a lease, I was feeling so drained. I was just like, how did this become my life where I'm waking up every single day, but I don't really want to just like do the day-to-day tasks? How is it that I have this horrible relationship with my parents? How is it that I live in this amazing home, but like it doesn't feel like my home? And how can I like just grow, you know? So I didn't even think it was an option to move out. Like that was never on the table for me. Even though I was looking for places, I didn't think it was realistic to actually find a place. And there was just like so much guilt, right? Like I'm the oldest daughter. I'm the only person living at home because my brother was dorming in college. I was like, I cannot put this burden on my parents. Like they would literally pass out, right? So all these feelings were like stopping me from making this change. And then eventually the catalyst was me actually just like looking for places and signing a lease without even telling my family, because I was like, let me just take a deep breath of air and just like do the thing that I want to do instead of like overthinking it. Obviously, think through your decisions. I did think through it, but it's like I made that decision that I didn't think was possible for me, you know? And I feel like that changed the whole what's the word?
Trajectory.
That changed the whole trajectory for me, because it was like an uncomfortable decision that I made that eventually made me grow so much, right? So there are definitely so many feelings before that stop you from making this decision. Even like a little while ago when I left a company that I really loved. I loved working with the people. They were amazing people. They helped me grow so much in my content creation journey right from the beginning. They believed in me and I believed in them. It was such a great relationship, such a great working relationship as well. But there was a time where I wasn't feeling as inspired within myself, but with them anymore. But I also didn't want to leave behind this company because they were so loyal to me. They helped me so much. I loved them. Like, we had a great personal relationship on top of working. Like, why would I leave them? You have basically all of the boxes checked off. And at this point, not only was I feeling anxious and like creatively burned out and like everything else, I was also overthinking my choices where I needed help from other people to guide me in the right direction. But I feel like since I was getting so many different opinions, that was making me more confused because like in my heart, I knew the right decision was to leave and find something else. But I was trying to like find reasons to stay, right? It could even be like a toxic relationship or a relationship that doesn't serve you anymore. Because you're just comfortable within that. You feel like you've grown so much with that person or those people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I was getting all these different opinions, it just made me more like stuck because I'm like, I don't want to leave, but like, I know you're telling me to leave, blah, blah. And it took me a lot of weeks, many months even, to like make this decision. I realized I just didn't want to wake up with the anxiety anymore. I had to face the confrontation and just like rip off that band-aid, whether it is leaving that management, whether it is leaving that relationship, whether it is signing that lease. Like, I just had to do the hard part of like making that switch turn, right? And it's usually just like that one small thing that you have to do to like get the gears grinding. If you are trying to change majors, it's usually just like you signing a form and handing it into like your university office or whatever it is. And that small thing, obviously think it through, but it changes everything for you. And I feel like we psych ourselves out by being anxious of being in this position, but then actually building up the courage to like do that thing that brings change. And we like overthink it so much. We feel like we can't do it. It's, you know, whatever the situation is. But then once we do it, there's like this feeling of relief. But then, I don't know, it doesn't go to like happiness and growth right away, right? There's like so many other feelings that go after it. But yeah, I guess like what we're trying to say is that it's not easy to just like make that switch. Like, a lot of people see us as successful or that we're going for our dreams, but it's really not easy to do that at all. Like, it's very hard on the background sense of it, because it's like not easy to do the things that you've dreamed of but like haven't really seen around you and get out of your comfort zone constantly. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is a lot of time it is about like taking that first step or like those little steps. Like, I remember I was at UCF and I was like taking classes, not really knowing what I was doing, not knowing what else I needed to graduate. And one day I was just like, okay, I have to see an advisor. But I was like psyching myself out because I was like, oh, like, they're gonna see my GPA, they're gonna see my debt, they're gonna see but it's like, yo, like, at some point you gotta accept the fact that you need help, and like, that's okay. Like, especially if like you like take the accountability and recognize that like you've messed up in this place and that place. Like, you have to accept the fact that like sometimes you need help, or sometimes you need like a second opinion to help you get through whatever like you got to get through. So I saw an advisor and they were like, yeah, da da da, and like I psyched myself out for no reason, thinking that they were gonna be mad judgmental or mad
they're gonna yell
this
at you
or that. But it's like, they're like, oh, like, it's fine, like, just do this, that, and like you graduate. And I was like, damn, is that easy? Mm-hmm. Easy in the sense of like they just laid it all out for me.
Yeah.
And I like by the grace of God, I went and saw that advisor, because like that's all it took for me to like take the rest of my academic career like seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, if I did not meet with her, I'd probably still be at UCF at this point. So a lot of time it does take that one first step. And if you're telling yourself that first step is too much, that is like the definition of like being in your head, because like,
yeah,
99.9% of that time the first step is not that serious and it is not that hard, and you are most likely psyching yourself out to make yourself believe that like it's more scary than like it really is.
And I think on top of that is that like your personality based off of like yours specifically based off of insecurities that you grew up with, whether it's money or your grades, you have like an avoidant type of nature, right? Like mm-hmm. you're not going to check your bank account, you're not going to check your grades on the portal. Even if they're good or bad, you just don't want to see it because you're like, oh, if it's not there, if I don't see it, it's not there.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I do the same thing where like I'll see a text that's important that I have to respond back to. But I'm like, I have so many other things that I'm focusing on right now. I cannot open this text and show them that I read it because then I have to respond and like spend time on this. Right. And that's, I feel like it's normal. But something that does help me is like, taking like writing down physically small steps that I need to take to do that thing. So whether it is you know, I've been ignoring this text for like a week and it's a very crucial thing that I have to do within my business, I will write down in my planner, answer this text and sit down and like actually, you know, do the thing that you need to do, because that will actually like make it real for me and make it like a priority in my head. For you, if it's like...
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You going to financial aid or you going to the advisor's office to get some sort of advice, maybe you can write 2 days before, okay, schedule this appointment, and then the next day call them if you can't find a schedule, and the next day go into the actual office to talk to them, right? And I feel like that makes it more like tangible, and it forces you to not avoid this change that you have to make in your life that you know is necessary for growth.
Yeah. And sometimes you got to get someone trustworthy involved too, like
yeah.
As much as it may hurt you to know that they know something personal about you, whether it's your grades suck or you don't have money, whatever it is, like I feel like that's something that that could help out, like someone who has like the anxiety of doing tasks that they don't want to do but like they know they need to do, like that's anxiety, it's like fear of the future, it's fear of like what is gonna happen.
Yeah.
So like I remember like sometimes I would like loop my sister in on things of like, yo, like this is something that I gotta do, and this is important because ABC, and like yeah, she would be upset with me, but it's like whatever, like I know at the end of the day like she's here to help, and like she would help keep me accountable, yeah, of like
accountable partner,
like oh, like do you do this, do you do that, and it's like if I said no, I would feel like I'm disappointing her, and a lot of time that would be a much stronger motivator to complete a task than like using myself, like policing myself. So a lot of time it does help, you know, having someone, you know, that you trust, you know, looping them and getting them involved and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
So, you know, I'm always here to like put you, make you accountable,
yeah,
or account you for your your
okay.
Is that the same? Okay.
Okay.
So now let's talk about once we do make that change, how do we feel? Okay. Because a lot of people think that right when they change their major, right when they change their career, they're gonna have this automatic like change in life in a good way, right? First, I want to say that regardless of what change you make, you can't always expect it to turn out good. I think obviously have high hopes that it will be a great change in your life, but even if you don't end up liking this change or you fail at it, don't view it as a failure. I think it says a lot about who you are, that you are willing to actually make the change. And then if it is a failure, you learn from it and you grew from it, and you're not going to regret it later on because at least you tried, right? I hate when you do this like neck crack thing because it's so like diabolical. I God. So that's my first note. Like, don't view change as like a horrible thing in your life if it doesn't go the way exact way that you want it, unless obviously it was like detrimental. Anyway, yeah. My next thing is, when you are going for that change, you're not going to have that automatic like good switch in your life. Things are probably not going to be like happy dandy, everything is fine. For example, when I first moved out, obviously I knew like, oh my God, I have my own place now, I'm living alone, I can finally like just have the privacy and grow my business, grow myself. This is such an amazing feeling. Like, I was very excited for that hopeful event, right? Which happened, right? But initially, as with any change, there's a lot of anxiety with it still. Obviously, you had anxiety before the change happened, but now there's a different anxiety. Now my anxiety is, how am I going to afford this place? Second, my parents are pissed off at me. Like, they are not even talking to me. How am I going to deal with me being the oldest daughter and living away from them and then also seeing them and trying to mend this relationship? There's an anxiety with just like living alone and navigating life by yourself, right? There's so many anxieties with it. Like, and the one on top of that that I feel like was the biggest for me was just like, did I make the right decision?
Mm-hmm.
Because even though this has always been something that I wanted to do, once you actually take that step and it becomes real, and it's not like happy dandy, you're just like, should I just go back to my previous life and just like stick with it?
Yeah.
Because it's such a odd way how like the universe just like tells you to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because like that was my sign that I should push through and keep going through this uncomfortable feeling of change. But it makes you want to retreat and go back to something you're familiar with, right? So, yeah, there was definitely a lot of, like, imposter syndrome, anxiety, fear, so much else when it came to me actually moving out and having my own place. And I just, like, didn't know what the future held for me, even though I had high hopes.
Yeah.
You know?
You just got to remind, like, you just got to tell yourself, like, you know, how lucky am I to be able to try? Or how lucky am I to be able to chase, you know, this or that? Or how lucky am I to, you know, have a thought or have an idea and have the ability to like enact on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I just think about that a lot. Like, the fact that like I was able to come to New York when there are so many people, like I don't even want this to be like about like a gratitude talk, like be grateful for what you have, but it's like a yo, like I have the opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like so many people don't. So many people, how many people dream about moving to New York City? I remember like one day when I was in the cable cars in Colombia and Medellin, like we were going over like this like really poor neighborhood, because like the higher you are in the mountains, like typically the poorer the neighborhood is, because like you're just farther from the city center.
Mm-hmm.
And since the mountains are so steep, like people don't really have the access to go into the city like that, so they're just kind of stuck up there. I remember this one day I was going down a cable cars and I was looking into like one of these houses that like didn't have a roof, and it was just this kid that was just playing with a soccer ball and in his bedroom. And like I was thinking, I was like, yo, like this kid there's a chance this kid is the next, you know, fucking Bad Bunny, or this kid's the next whatever it is. But like they just don't have the resources, they don't have the opportunity to do anything that they might mm-hmm. want to do, like to the extent that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I think I just tell myself that when I go into like trying something new, is like, if I fail, if I succeed, like yeah, I will care about the outcome, that's natural. But it's like, yo, like the fact that I was able to try this and I can continue living my life not knowing, or not, you know, thinking what could have happened, or like why I didn't try, or like whatever it is, like at least you can continue your life having an answer to you know, what would be the outcome if you did this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, like even if you fail, like, you know, I think there's like a right time and a right place for you to do something new. You know, like if I came to New York when I was 18, when I wanted to at most, I would have, you know, drowned, like, because, like, I was just not ready for, like, anything in life. Like, I had so much more learning and experiencing to do. That's why I'm so happy that I came.
I wouldn't have met you at 18.
That's true. Like, I wouldn't have had the same experience that I'm having now, just because, like, yeah, like, I'm so happy that I came at this age, even though when I was younger, I didn't want to be, like, a 25-year-old moving to New York City. I want to be a 20-year-old moving to New York City. But it's like, you know, there's a right time and a right place for everything. So even if you tried something and you didn't succeed, that doesn't mean that you're never gonna succeed. You know, so like, it's like, one, like, be happy that you tried, and two, like, have the like maintain the ambition to, you know, like, come back around and maybe try it again when you are more prepared for something. So yeah, I mean, what was the question?
It wasn't a question. You just
not like the initial question.
No, but I think it's definitely like, obviously have your gratitude, have your appreciation. But I think once you are making that move, it's so hard to remember that in the moment, because you're just like anxious. You're thinking about what can go wrong. And also on top of that, once you are in the practice of not being attached to things and just picking up and making that change, when you kind of think about it in that moment, I feel like it gets easier and easier to think more gratefully, because you expect growth, you expect goodness to come after that small phase of anxiety. So like, I think you and I are in the practice of just doing things that scare us and making that change and taking risks and things like that. So now we are in the practice of like gratitude and just being more accepting of growth and change and things like that,
right?
You know,
right?
Which is a really great thing. I think it's good to be kind of detached from the life that you have, whether it is detached from like your career, detached from the home that you live in, your belongings, whatever it is, because you just know that things will work out in your favor and that growth will come. You know, you like that one?
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
But I think what was my question?
It was
Yeah, I guess like what are your feelings now with like changes that you've made, whether it is moving or like you transitioning to a job or whatever change you've made? Like, what was the initial feeling once you made that transition, and then now that you're kind of a few months or a few weeks in?
Yeah, I think I think when you make a big change, when it comes to grading how that change performed, a lot of time you might succeed in a certain area that you might not have expected to succeed when you initially like enacted on a change.
Can you break that down? I'm kind of confused.
So when I first moved to New York City,
yeah,
I thought by a year I would have X amount of dollars,
right,
and have X amount of da da da, and I had all these goals, right?
Yeah.
But in the last year in New York City, I have not reached those goals, but I have reached other goals that I didn't even know were important goals for me to even, you know,
can you maybe
have
say one
on my vision board? Just emotional growth.
Yeah.
Just, you know, answering a lot of questions about myself. Like, and like, you know, I've had the time to, you know, like connect lots of different dots and be like, oh, like, I react in this type of situation because when I was, you know, when I was 13, like this happened and then that, and then that's what, you know, bled into now. It's like just answering a lot of these questions just makes you so much more confident in who you are, in your own personality and attributes, and you carry a more complete, full version of yourself as you like continue on through life. And that's, you know, affected so many different areas in my life. Like, I feel like I'm a lot better at making friends now because I feel like I'm carrying a better version of myself, like a version that, you know, I'm able to take accountability for, you know, a lot of my faults or understand a lot more of my insecurities. And that helps with friends. That helps with like artwork and writing. You know, I'm able to articulate a thought much better because like the thought is more complete now. Like the thoughts were open-ended before because, I just didn't have answers for like a lot of things. So that emotional intelligence is something that I didn't expect to, you know, maybe in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, I'm a girl, emotionally intelligent, whatever it is. But it's like, no, that has been like a guiding light for like me in the last year. And that affects so many other different areas in my life. So what I was trying to say is, like, you know, when you initially enact on a change, you might have certain goals for yourself, but, like, keep an open mind to what other types of goals you may find success in. And, like, success isn't linear. Success isn't money.
Perspective. Change your
perspective. Yeah, success isn't money. Success is... Yeah, I get it. We're brown. Like, it is. But it's, like, there are so many other places that you will feel fulfillment from that, you know, is important for you in the beginning to keep an open mind about, and is important for you when you reach those goals to understand that this is also success. And this is also something to be proud of. And this is also something like a takeaway from this change that I've driven towards, like, in my life, you know.
So. Do you think your frontal lobe developed right when you were 26?
Yeah, sure.
At 26?
Yeah, my temporal lobe.
Your what? Temporal.
My temporal lobe. Yeah, all that, you know. Yeah, that's why, you know, fun fact, I feel like my hat size has grown.
Oh, wow.
I used to be a 7 3/8. Now I'm a 7.5.
So your head is just getting bigger.
Or it might just be more hair. But I think my head is getting bigger, too.
Yeah? Is that a good or bad thing?
Yeah.
Just Jimmy Neutron under there.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of activity going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was the question?
You answered it already. Okay. You answered it too much.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I mean, now that I've moved out for 3 years... And now that there has been a few months since, like, other changes in my life that were very scary, I feel like I am so grateful for my past self for making that change. And I've grown up so much, just, like, my confidence. I feel like we talked about this in, like, our, like, so many other episodes. But, yeah, when you take that risk, like, you just grow confidently. You grow your sense of, like, identity. You're able to withstand more uncomfortable things, do more things that scare you. And I'm just, like, proud of myself, you know? I feel like, you know, whether it is me taking a boxing class as someone that didn't really do things like that growing up, that mental fortitude of you waking up in the morning and, like, going to a hard class that, like, you don't think you're capable of finishing, that over time builds strength mentally and physically, obviously.
Mental
because fortitude. It conditions you into doing things that scare you and making you feel like you can do it, right?
Yeah.
So obviously me moving out was a big change in my life, and it really changed so many other smaller things in my life. But, you know, we're talking about the small and the big, whether it is you going to a new workout class, whether it is you like switching up your route to work one day to add something new to your route. I don't know.
You heard it here.
You heard it here. It just, like, it's all a kind of like a ripple effect, you know? And I also want to say that
I wasn't expecting that one from you.
Yeah, you don't like that
ripple
one?
Effect.
You liked that's it? Good. That's good. You liked it, like, yeah. When you throw a pebble into the water and it's like ripple. Something else that I want to say is that when you are asking for opinions from other people regarding a change that you want to make, or, you know, the feeling of anxiety that you might have right now, obviously it's important to try to gauge all of these different opinions and try to make your own educated opinion based on what you think you need. But also, many people are going to be inflicting their own insecurities and fears on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you get support and different views on something that you want to do, but also don't let someone rain on your parade if they aren't in your shoes, right? There's going to be people before you make a big change or after you make a big change who don't want you to do that, who want to keep you small, who want to keep you in their vicinity. But also, if you keep listening to these outside voices that are trying to prevent you from doing something that you actually want to do, that you think you will personally grow in and thrive in, why should you be listening to them constantly and making yourself smaller to make it more comfortable for them, you know?
It's true.
So I think it's just very important to have the outside forces helping you make a decision. But at the end of the day, it's your decision, and you have to put your own needs and wants and what you want your life to look like first, so that you can make the best decision for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Wow.
You like that one? Thoughts?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. You got anything else?
No, I don't got anything else. Okay. I just hope this episode was like a good reminder for you to like maybe do that one thing that you've been kind of pushing off or you think you need to do, but you're scared to do it.
Yeah. Drop down in the comments. What's that thing?
Drop it in the comments below.
What's that thing you want? You want to try a new recipe?
Yay.
New ceviche recipe.
Ceviche.
New, yeah.
Yeah.
You got any news?
Any news?
Yeah. Just like.
For what?
I don't know. You're moving.
Oh, yeah. I am moving.
Okay.
Bigger space, new area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited for this new chapter in life.
Drop the Addy.
I was supposed to move out last year. Drop the Addy, you said. I was supposed to move out last year, around this time when my lease ended. I couldn't find a place, but also second, I'm just like, I might as well stay another year because it's like, I love this place, but also there are some things that I absolutely hate, but I might as well just like stay and be comfortable and not spend the money to find a new place and move out. And you know, there's so many mental roadblocks that you say no to, right? Yeah. So this year I was like, I'm gonna try to push all of those fears and anxieties aside. Obviously it's an anxiety inducing process to pack and move your whole life and find a place and put all these financials together and spend money on this. Like, there's so many reasons why you shouldn't, but I just know that once this phase of like actual moving and paying for the place and this and that is done within like a month or two, I'll be good.
There you go.
I'll be happy. I'll be secure. I'll be proud of myself for doing this hard thing. And it'll be like a good change in my life.
Good.
You know, a little fresh start.
Yeah. Fresh.
Yeah.
Freshness.
You good. Like this one?
Yeah. Good, good one.
Good episode.
Good one. Good one. Hope y'all enjoyed.
Yeah.
We're going to be, you know, MIA for, you know, three weeks.
Yeah,
we probably should have decided how long.
Three or four weeks.
Not more than four.
Yeah, we'll see.
And we'll come back with a bang, new spot.
Yeah,
new guests.
Mm.
You know, we're just getting started. We just hit 10 bands. Mm-hmm. I know. You know, we've been doing this for a little bit, but we just getting started.
Yeah,
if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I got. You know, 10 second.
You have an emoji of the week first?
Yeah, drop the change emoji.
What's the change emoji?
Drop the
like leaves.
Yeah, drop. You know, give me some leaves.
Leaves for fall time. Maybe your and favorite change leaf. Time. Your y'all, favorite leaf.
Y'all favorite flower in the emoji box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need 10 seconds. Maybe like 15 seconds.
15
like,
second no, useless
five
advice.
Seconds. Let's do five.
Five.
5 seconds.
What can you say in 5 seconds?
Say a lot.
You say it. My piece of advice is that if you feel like you haven't accomplished any of the goals on your vision board, because, you know, we're 10 months into the year, you still have 2 months left, okay? Still try to push for those goals and readjust as time goes on. And just like what Mishun said, if you didn't hit that specific goal, those monetary goals about weight or money or whatever it is, try to reassess the other goals that you did hit that you didn't really see. Change that perspective.
Yeah,
you know,
that's literally what I was gonna say.
No, you were not.
No, actually, yeah, I mean, Trader Joe's got some good cookies. Get some Trader Joe's
please.
Pumpkin cookies. Trader Joe's
please.
Pumpkin cookies. Cookies.
Get a better piece
get
of advice.
Get some fall funtivity items.
Like what?
Pumpkins, white or orange, either one. Maybe watch a little movie. You know, again, the spirit of the holidays, of the time of year, of the season.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's much. That's much. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening
to the pod,
to our last episode
ever.
Kidding. Ever.
See y'all soon.
We love you guys so much. We'll see you in the next season. We hope you come join us there when this time comes and you don't just fall off the face of the planet.
Never.
But we love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Allah Hafiz.